Please be seated.
在亚当里头，我们跟他一样，是尘土所造的。
In Adam, we are just like him. We're made of dust.
我们充满着很多的限制跟软弱。
We're filled with weaknesses and limitations.
我们每一个人也都面对着肉体的死亡。
And we all face the same thing, death.
但是我们并不是没有价值的，没有意义的。
Yet we are not valueless.
因为神将那个生命放在我们里头。
Because he has put his precious life into our soul, into our heart.
神也愿意将他的圣灵放在我们里头。
And God is willing to put his precious Holy Spirit within us.
神愿意让我们这个短暂的血肉之体来成为行善的器具。
He's willing that our instrument, in our short lives today, that we become an instrument of righteousness.
所以在这短暂的人生当中，让我们是这个丰富的，是有意义的。
And so that during the short span of life, we become full meaning.
所以我们一方面来感谢神，我们一方面求神继续来带领我们，保守我们。
So we thank God for what we have so far, but now we want to pursue and ask God to help us.
让我们都能够实现了他造我们的这个神圣的目的。
So that we can fulfill the mission that He's laid out for each of us.
我们能够来实现他拣选我们的神圣的目的。
And so we can realize the holy purpose that He has chosen us for.
我们现在一起同心跪下，感谢祷告。
Let's all kneel down and praise the Lord.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
Please come forward if you'd like to have laying of hands.
同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
是照着自己的样式造的。
This is the written account of Adam's line. When God created man, He made him in the likeness of God.
在这里记载着这个第一个人就是亚当。
Here it records the first human, which is Adam.
这个简单的句子给人一个肯定而权威的答案。
And this gives us a clear and sure answer.
人是怎么来的？
How the human beings came to be about.
长久以来，有很多的人很努力的要去找这个答案。
For a very long time, men have always searched for this type of question.
所以在我们的生活当中，又有很多的讲话。
And so during, we hear a lot of myths about this.
但是圣经却是这样一个非常肯定而带着权威的来告诉我们，人是神所造的。
But the Bible gives us a sure answer that human beings are created by God.
神从一本来造出万族的人。
And from one, God created millions.
那这告诉我们，这位独一的神，他掌管一切。
So we know that this creator controls everything.
而这位神，他也是爱我们的神。
And this creator is also someone who loves us very much.
所以圣经告诉我们，在创造的开始，他就已经为我们来预备了救恩。
And so we can see from the Bible, from the very beginning of creation, God has planned already for our salvation.
他也愿意将这个救恩来赐给所有的人。
And he is willing to grant this salvation to all humankind.
今天早上我们从这个第一个人亚当，我们再一次的来认识我们自己。
So we would like to study this morning from this first man, Adam, about ourselves.
请看创世纪第二章。
Let's view Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 says, And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and a man became a living being.
这里也是简单的来描写了这个神如何来创造人。
Here is a simple explanation of how God created humans.
啊，但是这里也让我们看到两个重点。
But here we can see two important points.
啊，第一个，我们人是尘土所造的。
Number one, we are created from dust.
啊，第二个，我们跟万物有一个很大的不一样的地方，是这里说神将生气吹在人的鼻孔里。
Number two, we are very different from the rest of the creations in that we were breathed into us the breath of life from God.
啊，所以人有这个血肉之体的这个物质的存在。
And so even though we share the same likeness as other creatures that we have flesh and body,
哦，但是在我们里面还有那一个更重要的看不见的那一个存在。
But we also have a even more important being within us, something that is invisible to a naked eye.
哦，这里说人是尘土所造的。
Here it says man is created from dust.
哦，所以今天我们带着这个血肉之体啊，这是一个人没有办法去否认的一个事实。
And so today that we carry this fleshy body is not something we can deny.
哦，那这对我们人来讲也是一个让我们觉得很实际的啊一个血肉之体。
And this is something that we can see concretely.
啊，那这个血肉之体它又存在着什么？怎样的事实呢？
What is the factor of this concrete body?
请看《创世纪》第五章第五节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 5, verse 5.
第五节，亚当共活了930岁，就死了。
5 verse 5 says, altogether Adam lived 930 years and then he died.
再请看《创世纪》三章十九节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 19.
你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，人要归尘土。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 19 says, by the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are and to dust you will return.
从这两个经节我们也看到一个事实，就是这个血肉之体它必定会死，它要归回尘土。
And so from this we can see the reality of things, and it's that our body are made from dust, and it will return to dust.
哦，圣经用另外的字眼说，这个血肉之体它是必定要朽坏的。
The Bible also says that this body will deteriorate one day.
哦，这也是我们每一个人所看得见、所必须接受的一个事实。
This is a fact of life that we cannot deny, and we can easily see.
哦，那里面的那个是不朽坏的。
But the invisible being that is within us is not something that will deteriorate.
哦，因为有里面的那个看不见的存在，所以我们知道，人不是这个看着见的死了就没有了就算了。
Because we know that we have that invisible inner being that continues to exist, we know that after we die, we will continue to exist somewhere.
哦，我们都要去面对着那个我们所没有办法、现在不能看见的那一个永恒的将来。
And so we have to think about what we cannot see now, what would happen to our new being in the life to come.
哦，圣经告诉我们说，这个血肉之体它没有办法去承受那个将来那个荣耀不能够朽坏的。
The Bible tells us that our physical body is unable to inherit the eternal glory that is to come.
哦，因为这个血肉之体它是必定要朽坏的。
Because this physical body will for surely deteriorate and waste away.
哦，这也是所有的人一个非常公平的事实。
And this is something that is common knowledge.
哦，但是呢，如果只是在这一个事实的面前，很多的事情它变得没有意义。
In the face of this reality, there's a lot of things that become meaningless.
哦，很多的事情就像传道书里头所说的，到最后就是虚空。
And as in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that many of the things now become vanity.
哦，虽然它是公平的，但是它让人所看到的结果是没有意义。
And though all these things do happen to everyone, but at the end result, there is emptiness.
但是我们知道人是人活着，我们这个人他是有意义的。
But we know that for a person to be alive, there is a purpose.
我们请先看传道书第二章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
传道书第二章十五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 15.
十五节，我就心里说，愚昧人所意见的，我也必意见。我为何更有智慧呢？我心里说，这也是虚空。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 15 says, Then I thought in my heart, the fate of the fool would overtake me also. What then do I gain by being wise? I said in my heart, this too is meaningless.
在我们生活当中存在着很多的差异，很多的不一样。
In our lives today, we see that many people experience different conditions.
比如说有的人是比较有智慧的，有的人是被认为是比较愚昧的。
For example, some people will be highly regarded as being wise. Other people will be despised as being fools.
但是无论是怎样的不一样，人都必须经历接受。这个死亡这个事实。
But no matter what happens, everyone meets the same fate, which is death.
在这个很公平的事实里头，这里说到这也是虚空。
And so under this great equalizer, everything becomes empty.
十六节。
And verse 16 says,
智慧人和愚昧人一样，永远无人纪念，因为日后都被忘记。可叹智慧人死亡，与愚昧人无异。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 16, For the wise men, like the fool, will not be long remembered. In days to come, both will be forgotten. Like the fool, the wise men, too, must die.
如果我们的认识，我们的看法只是停留在这一个层面。
And so if our understanding is simply at this level,
那么人生真的是一个荒谬，没有意义。
Then we will view life as really being meaningless.
那其实我们应该有一些真正的认识。
But we should have the true understanding.
第一个，这个血肉之体，它是我们灵魂的居所。
First, we must understand that our physical body is the house to house our inner being.
我们一开始有提到，这个血肉之体里头有那个很重要、很宝贵的。
What is inside us is a precious inner being.
不但这样子，保罗告诉我们说，我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
Apostle Paul further tells us that our body is the temple of the Spirit.
我们请看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第六章十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You're not your own. You're bought with that price.
二十节，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Verse 20, therefore, honor God with your body.
这里保罗说到，当我们一个人蒙主耶稣的拣选，我们有一个很大的很大的恩典，很大的不一样。
And so in the Bible it says that we are very different from others. We who are chosen have a great blessing.
这里说我们的身子，我们的这个身体就是圣灵的殿。
That our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵是从神那里来的。
The Holy Spirit is from God.
他要住在我们里头。
He will live within us.
为什么圣灵可以住在我们里头？
Why is it that the Holy Spirit can dwell within us?
因为我们是重价所买来的。
Because we are bought with the precious blood of Jesus.
所以对我们一个基督徒来讲，我们这一个血肉之体它并不是没有价值的，没有意义的。
And so our physical body is not some rubbish that should be thrown away.
它虽然也是短暂，它虽然也是会朽坏，但是它是有意义的，它是重要的。
Even though it's temporal, even though it will deteriorate, it is yet still important for a while.
它本来就是有价值的，因为它里头有那 看不见而存在的那个灵魂，或者我们说生命。
This body was already valuable because of our inner being that's in there.
哦，不但这样子，我们里头我们还很实际的可以体验得到的是圣灵住在我们里头。
And now we have something dwelling in there that's even more precious, and that is the Holy Spirit.
不但这样子，这个血肉之体啊，它还是行为的一个工具，一个器具。
Moreover, our physical body is a vessel of our operations.
我们请看罗马书第六章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 6. Verse 12.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Romans chapter 6 verse 12, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires.
13节也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Verse 13, do not offer the parts of your body to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life,And offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness.
是的，这个血肉肢体，它会死，它会朽坏。
Yes, this mortal body will die one day.
但是它是很重要的，它是有意义的。
But this instrument has an important purpose in our lives.
因为它是行为的，如果从这里来看，它是行为的工具，行为的器具。
Because it's an instrument of our behavior today.
这个血肉肢体，它可以行义，它也可以犯罪。
It is an instrument either of righteousness or of wickedness.
那什么叫做用这个身体来行义呢？
What does it mean to become an instrument of righteousness?
我们请看罗马书的第八章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Romans 8 verse 6 says, The mind of the sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace.
我们的身体，它要做行义的工具。
For our body to become an instrument of righteousness.
这里告诉我们说，它的意思就是我们要体贴圣灵。
Then our mind has to be controlled by the Spirit.
因为这是生命，这是平安。
Because this is life and peace.
我们都希望在生活里头是拥有那个真正的平安。
We all wish to have the true peace in our lives today.
那这里告诉我们说，行义的，他要得着生命，也要得着平安。
And here it says that if you're an instrument of righteousness, you will receive life and peace.
这个行义才能够达到那个我们这个神起初创造人的目的。
And so if we are an instrument of righteousness, then we can accomplish the original purpose that God had created us for.
神所创造的一切都有他的神圣的目的在里头。
Everything that God created had its original purpose and intent.
每一个受造之物都在尽他们的本分，达到神创造的目的。
Every creature today is accomplishing their original purpose designed by the Lord.
那个就是真正的平安。
And that is the true peace.
就好像我们在生活当中，这是一个很容易去体会的一个事实。
And this is as something that we can really experience in our everyday life today.
我们把每一件事情该做的，我们都很尽力的去做了。
If in our lives today we are working very hard to accomplish everything we're supposed to do,
我们心里觉得很踏实，我们心里觉得很平安。
We feel that we are very stable and at peace with ourselves.
我们在对儿女、对父母亲，或者说我们工作的人、对我们的上司，这是一个很容易去体会到的一种平安。
And this peace we will feel in the way that we deal in our relationships with our parents, with our children, with our supervisors, with our coworkers.
我们过着体贴圣灵的生活。
If we live a life that is controlled by the Spirit,
我们成为一个行义的器具。
Then we become an instrument of righteousness.
这不但是生命，这也是平安。
And not only is this life, but it is peace.
啊，神他的创造我们，对我们的创造啊，有几个目的。
There are several reasons why God created us.
啊，请看创世纪第一章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章二十八节。
Verse 28.
二十八节，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：“要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。”
Genesis 1:28 says, "God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground.'"
啊，这里神给要人做的呢，是来管理他所创造的在地面啊所创造的这一切。
So God has assigned us a task as humans is to manage the creation He has made.
啊，我们要好好的来经营神所赐给我们的。
We must be great stewards in being able to manage the resources.
啊，我们生活里头就充满着平安。
And then we will be filled with peace.
啊，但是我们常常发现的是，我们并不是好好的在管理，我们常常是在啊在滥用啊我们所拥有的。
But we will find that a lot of times we do not manage what we have been given by God wisely. Instead, we are wasting it.
Abuse.
We're abusing the things that has been put under our stewardship.
所以为什么我们没有平安，常常是我们并没有达到神创造我们的目的。
Why do we not have peace today? Is because we have not achieved what God has intended for us.
神创造我们还有一个目的啊，就是来荣耀神。
Another purpose that God has created us for is to glorify His name.
当我们看到万物，常常我们发现这里头的伟大跟奇妙。
When we see the magnificent creation of God, we see a lot of wondrous things.
我们心里敬畏神的人，我们一定会发出那种感谢赞美，这神这么的奇妙，这么的伟大。
Then from deep within our hearts, we'll naturally cry out in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord.
借着我们所看到的，我们所明白的这些东西，我们归荣耀给神。
And so from the things that we can see and understand, we give praise and thanks to God.
这些受造之物，他们达到了神造他们的目的。
That all these creatures are able to fulfill the original purpose that God designed them for.
但是今天我们却很少说看到我们周遭的人，而我们来归荣耀给神。
Yet it is not often that when we see other people, we immediately praise the Lord.
所以我们人啊，很多的时候已经失去了那个神造我们的目的。
And so as humans, we have oftentimes lost the purpose that God has chosen us for.
这就是为什么在我们的生活当中总是缺少着平安。
And so that is why we lack the peace in our lives today.
这个血肉之体它很重要。
This physical being that we carry around is very important.
它要成为行义的器具。
This should become an instrument of righteousness.
请我们再看马拉基书第二章。
Let's look at Malachi chapter 2.
旧约圣经最后一卷，马拉基书第二章十五节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
十五节，虽然神有灵的一力，能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他厌人得虔诚的后裔，所以当谨守你的心，谁也不可用诡诈待幼年所娶的妻。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15 says, Has not the Lord made them one? In flesh and spirit they are his. And why one? Because he was seeking godly offspring. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith with the wife of your youth.
婚姻也是神所设立的。
Marriage is also ordained by God.
这个婚姻也有神他所设立的，也有他的这个神所要求的神圣的目的在里头。
There is also a holy purpose to having marriage.
这里讲到以神的能力，他可以造很多的人。
God has the ability to create many men.
啊，但是他在最起初，他只造了一对的男女，一对的夫妻。
But why is it that He only created one couple, one man and one woman?
啊，这里说他愿人能够得着虔诚的后裔。
That was because He was seeking a godly offspring.
啊，这是婚姻的一个很重要的目的之一。
And that is a very important purpose of marriage today.
啊，但是很多的时候，人并没有达到这个神创造的目的。
But many times we are unable to fulfill this purpose that is set by God.
啊，人们并没有照着圣经好好的来经营自己的家庭。
We have not followed the Bible in managing our own household.
啊，所以在人的生活里头，充满着很多的不平安。
And so there is filled with lack of peace and harmony in our homes.
啊，这个血肉之体，它也可以做犯罪的契机。
This physical being can also become an instrument of wickedness.
请看回罗马书第八章。
We turn back to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节，体贴肉体的就是死。体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Romans chapter 8 verse 5, those who live according to sinful nature have their minds set on what a nature desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires.
第七节，原来体贴肉体的就是以神为仇，因为不服神的律，也是不能服。
Chapter 8 verse 7, the sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so.
第五节
Verse 5,
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
Those who live according to sinful nature have their minds set on what a nature desires, but those who live in accordance with Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires.
为什么这个肉体会成为犯罪的契机？
Why is it that our body will become the instrument of wickedness?
第五节告诉我们说，因为随从这个肉体，人的这个罪性。
Because we are living according to our sinful nature.
那第六节告诉我们，这种将这个血肉之体来做犯罪契机的，它的结果就是死。
And so that's why it says the mind of sinful man is death.
那所以我们有这样的认识，那我们应当如何？
And so if we understand this, then how shall we live?
我们都是亚当的子孙。
We are all descendants of Adam.
这些都是我们大家共同拥有的共同点。
And this is our common ground today.
所以首先我们必须要领受救恩。
First, we must receive the salvation.
请看罗马书第八章第一节。
Look at Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
第一节，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Verse 1, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
这里提到说要在耶稣基督里头。
That we should be in Christ Jesus today.
第二节。
Verse 2.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life,Set me free from the law of sin and death.
为什么领受救恩这么的重要？
Why is it so important to receive the gospel of salvation?
领受救恩让我们在主耶稣基督里头。
Because when we receive the gospel of salvation, we become, we start to live in Christ.
圣经里头它不是说听见救恩。
The Bible doesn't say just listen to the gospel of salvation.
它是一个领受了救恩。
But it actually says to receive the gospel of salvation.
所以它是一个在人的生活里头有一个真实的一个领受。
So it is actual true receiving and acceptance.
这样子让我们不被定罪。
And so we will not be condemned.
让我们能够脱离罪和死的律。
And so we can escape from the law of sin and death.
在八章第一节有一些翻译本里头，它还有加上一个句子。
And in some translations, it adds this other term.
哦，就是说在这个救恩里头啊，我们人所应该尽的本分。
That in this gospel of salvation, we have to do what we have to fulfill our responsibility.
哦，他说这些在基督里头的人呢，就是 who don't walk as according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. 哦，就是说这些在主耶稣基督里头的呢，啊，他是这个随着啊，他是不，他不随着这个罪性肉体，他是随着圣灵。
So another translation says, "We walk according to the not according to the flesh, but according to the spirit."
哦，这个是其实这加上这一句话是一个很重要的提醒。
And so this is a very important reminder to us today.
哦，我们要让我们的这个短暂的人生真的有意义。
And so if we really want to have our short life to become full meaning,
哦，那个基础，那个根本呢，就是领受神的救恩。
Then our most basic fundamental thing is to receive the gospel of salvation.
然后在这个基础上面，我们努力的让我们这个血肉之体成为行义的器具。
And then based on this foundation, we need to live our lives as an instrument of righteousness.
那我们就真的领受生命，充满平安。
Then we will receive life and full peace in our lives today.
感谢神，我们蒙主耶稣的拣选，我们今天都是在主耶稣基督里头。
Thank God, all of us are in Christ today.
所以我们靠着神的帮助，我们努力来过着随从圣灵的生活。
And so with the reliance on the power of the Holy Spirit, we want to live a life that, that is full of fruits and righteousness.
那在实际的生活当中，我们从第一个人亚当给我们一些什么提醒呢？
And so what can we learn from the first man, Adam, today?
亚当他是从尘土来造的。
Adam was created from dust.
所以我们必须要知道带着这个血肉之体在这个时空之下，我们是充满着很多的软弱。
And so that we know that we'll be full of weaknesses, and lack strength as we walk in this fleshly body.
请看约伯记第六章。
Look at Job chapter 6.
约伯记第六章十二节。
Job chapter 6.
约伯记六章十二节。
Job chapter 6 verse 12.
耶伯说：“我的气力岂是石头的气力？我的肉身岂是铜的呢
？”Verse 12, do I have the strength of stone? Is my flesh bronze?
这个气力指的里面。
We say that this strength is referring to inside.
哦，圣经有时候说里面那一个人。
It's referring to the inner being.
那这个啊。我的肉身岂是铜的呢？这当然指着这个血肉之体。
Is my flesh bronze? It's referring to our physical body.
所以约伯在这里呢，他很坦白的说，我的里面不是像石头那么的啊，那么的啊，好，那么的有力量的啊，那么的坚硬的。我这个肉身呢，更不是像铜那样子的啊，那样子的。坚固的。
And so Job is saying here, my inner being is not as strong as stone. My physical flesh is not as strong as bronze.
这是我们从第一个人亚当，我们所应该得到的一个很重要的提醒。
And so this is something that we want to remember from studying Adam.
我们必须承认，我们很努力，但是我们的实际生活里头。存在着很多的脆弱跟软弱。
We need to remember that even though we try very hard, we will still have a lot of weaknesses in our lives today.
所以圣经有一个很重要的字眼来提醒我们说要节制。
And so the Bible tells us today that we need to have self-control.
这个节制也是圣灵的果子的一个项目。
Self-control is also one aspect of the fruit of Holy Spirit.
那甚至我们常常提到说，它是排在最后一个项目。
It is one of the last items listed for the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
很多好的事情，它必须有这个节制 来做一个最后的一个啊一个指引。
Many things shall be managed with under the premise of self-control.
我们生活当中真的我们很努力的在拥有一些美好的事情。
In our lives today, there's many wonderful things we can enjoy.
但是当我们失去了节制，它就很容易的就变成了不好，甚至伤害。
But something that may be wonderful, if we do not do it with self-control, then it may turn into something that is very ugly.
我们想想看，我们生活的每一个层面，它是不是都是相当的美好而有意义？
If we consider all aspects of our daily life, many things are wonderful.
在什么时候它变质了，它失去了它的美好，它的意义？
But under what circumstances do they then transform into something that becomes meaningless or even harmful?
就是人忘记了我是软弱的，而失去了节制。
And so sometimes we forget that we're weak and we lose self-control over these things.
这个一些娱乐的活动它能够帮助我们有一个更健康的精神生活。
For example, some entertainment activities might help us relax.
但是需要节制。
But we need to have self-control when we use these entertainment activities.
我们人有一个很重要的本分就是我们要工作。
Because we have a basic responsibility, and that is to work.
但是工作要有节制。
But also, if we were to work, we cannot overwork. We need to also have self-control.
人有这个感情的这种生活表现，这个让我们生活加添了很多的色彩。
We also have emotion in our daily life, and that adds color into our lives.
但是这个感情需要有节制。
But we also have to have self-control in expressing our emotions.
我们人有抱负，有理想啊，让我们这个在生活当中更有朝气，更有力量。
A lot of times we'll have aspirations and dreams, and that gives us an impetus to grow in this life.
但是我们对我们的抱负也是要有节制。
But we also need to have self-control when it comes to these aspirations.
所以当雅各见到他哥哥以扫之后
，And so after Jacob met his brother Esau.
这以扫很高兴见到弟弟，他邀请以扫快点的跟他一起回到家里。
And Esau invited Jacob to quickly come home with him.
但是雅各对哥哥说：“你看嘛，我家里有这个妇女有幼小的孩子这个牲畜当中也有幼嫩的所以不能够这样赶路。
And so Jacob said, "But look, I have a lot of young animals and young kids in my household. I cannot hurry along with you right now."
在生活当中，我们要常常记得，在很多的层面上面，其实我们是脆弱的，是软弱的。
And so we need to remember that in all aspects that we are actually weak and we do have carry this body of flesh.
就是我们的这一条信仰的道路我们也是一样要有所节制。
And so we have our limits. So in this journey of faith, we should also set limits as well.
我们请看彼得后书第一章。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章第六节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 6。
有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进。
And to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness.
这个第一句话讲有了知识还要加上节制。
So here it says, and to knowledge self-control.
我们常常也强调着我们要多多的来学习来领受这个圣经的知识属灵的知识。
So the Bible here says that we have to pursue the spiritual knowledge.
那这里告诉我们说有了知识也要加上节制。
But after you gain spiritual knowledge, you also have to have self-control.
在生活的层面里头，在信仰的层面里头有很多 是人所没有办法去了解的。
In the aspects of life, there's a lot of things that we will not understand.
那当然我们人都充满着好奇心，我们总是想要去知道，想要去了解。
As humans, we're very curious, so we like to pursue and find out a lot of things.
当然这也带来了很多的进步。
And so that has brought innovation in our lives today.
但是知识上的追求也是要有节制。
But we should also have self-control in our seeking of knowledge.
在信仰的这个层面上面，我们也是要有节制。
And so same thing with our pursuit of the Spirit.
请看《生命记》二十九章。
Deuteronomy chapter 29.
生命记二十九章二十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29.
二十九节，隐秘的事是属主我们神的，唯有明显的事永远属于我们和我们的子孙，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law.
我们是受造之物。
We are the created.
我们带着这个血肉。血肉之体。
We are with fleshly bodies.
我们在时空里头。
We are in space and time.
所以有很多的事情对我们来讲它是隐秘的。
Therefore, there are many things that will be hidden from us.
那这里说隐秘的事是属于主我们的神。
And so here it says the secret things belong to the Lord our God.
神愿意显明给我们知道，我们就知道。
And if God is willing to reveal it to us, then we will know.
那我们不用很刻意的要去钻研，要去知道一些所谓隐秘的事。
We don't need to pursue the finding of secret things that we do not know or mysteries.
这也是一种在信仰上的节制。
And that is a discipline in our spiritual life.
看到我们的软弱，更重要的是我们要更努力的来依靠神。
Once we see our weaknesses, we want to rely on God even more.
请我们再看诗篇六十二篇。
Let's look at Psalm 62.
诗篇六十二篇第九节。
Psalm 62 verse 9.
第九节，下流人真是虚空，上流人也是虚假，放在天平里就必浮起，他们一共比空气还轻。
Psalm 62 verse 9. Low born men are but a breath.The highborn are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath.
从亚当，我们必须要认识，在这一位圣洁伟大的神面前，我们是很微小，甚至是卑贱的。
From the lesson of Adam, we want to understand and recognize that we are actually very low-born or low value in front of God's eyes.
这是我们人，我们必须要。这样来认识自己。
We have to understand our lowly status.
就好像这些古圣徒，他们也都是清楚的这样来认识自己。
As the ancient saints of the past, they all recognize their unworthiness in front of God.
所以当亚伯拉罕向神祈求的时候，他说：“我只不过是灰尘。”
And so that's why when Abraham talked to God, he said, "Though I am just but dust."
这个大卫的诗里头，他说：“神啊。”感谢你，因为你顾念我，只不过是尘土。
And David also said to God, "Thank you for watching over me, although I'm no more than a dirt on the ground."
在神的面前，我们应该有这样子的谦卑。
And so, in front of God, we should recognize and have this humility.
在神的在圣洁的在神的圣洁之前呢、啊，我们不但渺小，而且是卑贱的。
In the presence of the awesome holiness of God, we're not only lowly, but we are nothing.
那所以啊，我们在领受救恩之后啊，我们靠着他的帮助啊，我们要让这个血肉之体成为行义的器具。
And so after we have received the gospel of salvation, we need to rely on His power in order to become an instrument of righteousness.
在神的恩惠之下，我们不断的来提升我们的品德。
Under the grace of God, we can continue to strive to raise a level. of our spirituality.
让我们真的是走在光明里头。
And so we will really continue to walk in the paths of light.
我们真的能够显示出我们是光明的儿女。
And so that we can display that we are truly the children of God and that we're living in the light.
那相信我们这样子把自己看得很合乎中道，看得就是我们应该有的。
And so we need to truly recognize our lowly position.
那这样我们就不会这个为肉体去安排去放纵。
So we will not become puffed up and to indulge, overindulge our bodies.
那我们也不会是只是靠着这个血肉之体的这种苦修要来达到什么。
And so we will not just rely on our own physical strength to achieve our goals.
那这样我们把自己看得合乎中道，那么我们的生活一定是最平安最喜乐的。
So if we have an accurate assessment of ourselves, then we know how to grow correctly.
在信仰的奔跑里头，我们而且还要领受永生。
In the spiritual pursuit of life, we still want to receive the eternal life.
我们一起唱诗219首。
Let's sing hymn 219.